This is WCCO St. Paul, Minneapolis at 8:30. The time now is 7 before 11. And leading the news at this hour, concern grows over the extent of the Soviet nuclear disaster. This is the nighttime news on WCCO. Good evening, I'm Joe McFarlane. It appears to be anybody's guess at this point just how many people have died near the Ukrainian city of Kiev in the wake of what some experts are now calling the worst nuclear power plant accident in history, and it may be far from over. The official Soviet count is 2 dead and less than 100 injured, but U.S. Arms Control Administrator Kenneth Edelman called those numbers frankly preposterous in terms of an accident of this magnitude. The Soviets have admitted that tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from the area around the Chernobyl reactor, and other sources inside the Soviet Union indicate the death toll may have already exceeded 2,100. Indications are that some 1,000 workers would have been on duty at the plant at the time of the accident, probably last Saturday. Senator Patrick Leahy, vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, emerged from CIA briefings tonight saying he has seen nothing that indicates that a huge number of people are dead. But he was quick to add that the accident would have killed anyone in the immediate area. Senator Malcolm Wallop of Wyoming, who also attended the CIA briefing, said the radiation levels at the scene of the disaster, some 450 miles southwest of Moscow, are estimated to be up to 1 million times greater than in the accident at the Three Mile Island plant in Pennsylvania. Wallop said there's a fire still burning at the plant, with no ready way of putting it out. While the Soviets are saying very little, it's believed no one is able to get within several miles of the plant because of the intense heat, possibly up to 7,000 degrees. The Soviet government said today the radiation situation has been stabilized, but Kenneth Edelman said the reactor fire is likely to burn for a good number of days, continuing to expel radiation into the atmosphere. Minnesota Congressman Bruce Vento, a member of the House Interior Committee Task Force that investigated the accident at Three Mile Island, talked with CCO Radio News following an Energy Department briefing today.
We're just waiting, trying to find more information, and we do have, as I said, similar reactors in the United States, although most of ours are containment vessels. One graphite-moderated reactor at Hanford is not in a containment vessel, so, you know, I mean, what we're looking here is trying to understand whether we have similar types of risks and what the nature of this problem was that occurred. And here is the second incident now where obviously a reactor has lost its cooling capability. That's what really happened at TMI, and that's what happened here. And
Vento's reference to a reactor similar to the one now burning in Russia was to a military reactor at Hanford, Washington.
It's a DOD, it's a Department of Defense facility, but, you know, if you have reactors that are being used for weapons-grade material as opposed to commercial power, it doesn't make any difference. They can cause and pose the same health risks, even though they're being used by the military instead of by a private utility.
Vento said there appears to be no immediate danger to anyone in the United States, but he says the long-term effects of this kind of accident are hard to gauge. As a precautionary measure, the Environmental Protection Agency has asked for an increase in radiation measurements by state health departments.
We haven't actually gotten any official data on what the levels of radiation were in Sweden that were measured there. But taking into consideration the fact that any radiation that's going to come our way is going to have to come all the way over the pole, there's going to be a lot of dilution of that before it gets here, and we just don't really expect to see any large amounts of radiation. This is a precautionary thing that's being done.
Minnesota Health Department spokesman Buddy Ferguson says similar precautions are probably being taken by countries all around the world.
Yeah, I tend to suspect that's the case. I have not gotten any official word on it, but there is also a sampling network in place up in Canada. And, of course, that would be the route by which this would be coming to us.
Buddy Ferguson of the Minnesota Health Department. WCCO time is 3 minutes before 11 o'clock. In the Twin Cities, it's cloudy and 62 degrees. I'll have further news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Franklin Hobbs. You know, when you're retired, managing and investing your nest egg is no simple matter. Money matters certainly are more complex and confusing these days. That's why I recommend you attend a special seminar called How to Keep Your Money from Retiring When You Do. It's conducted by Webb Arnold Markman & Company, one of the most prominent, experienced, and respected financial planning firms in this area. Now, don't expect any magic solutions, but you will get practical, down-to-earth advice. Information that's going to help you pick the right mix of investments. Facts to give you the best potential for high income without high risk. Call 925-9261 to make your reservation. The seminar is free, but seating is limited, so call Webb Arnold Markman today at 925-9261.
Look for the seminar announcement in the Marketplace section of Monday and Tuesday's Star and Tribune, securities through Private Ledger Financial Services.
Hi, Roger Erickson here for Eddie Webster's on the Strip in Bloomington, the People's Choice Restaurant for over 20 years. And Thursdays in the cabaret is ladies' night. That's when all ladies get free champagne. And that's when you can register for Color My World. The prize, an RCA big screen TV from North End Machine, Rice Street, St. Paul. That's a $4,000 item. So ladies' night or any day, it's Eddie Webster's.
The Torgerson Holiday Inns of Wilmer in Fairmont, Minnesota, wish to bid you a friendly hello and tell you all about some of the many things they have going on. The Torgerson Holiday Inns serve all their weekday guests a complimentary breakfast buffet. Visit their restaurants the night before and experience some of the finest dining in Minnesota. The complimentary breakfast will yet be another enjoyable experience. So when you're traveling outstate Minnesota, remember the Torgerson Holiday Inns in Wilmer and Fairmont. And they'll introduce you to personal service similar to that received in quaint inns of the old country. The 300 teachers in the Elk River School District are poised to go on strike tomorrow morning unless a contract agreement can be worked out before then. The two sides have been meeting with a state mediator since 9 o'clock this morning. Jan Littlefield of the Elk River Education Association is one of the teachers who has been waiting for word from the bargaining table. She says salary has been one of the main sticking points.
When we began today, I don't know, you know, what's occurred during the day today, but the teachers were at a 17.8% package, and the board was at a 15.3 package. So the teachers' dollar amount would be $5,191, and the board's is $4,548.
Littlefield says teachers are also concerned about long-term disability, transfers, leaves, and retirement. The teacher's old contract expired nearly a year ago. The Nighttime News is coming to you from WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul, at 830. It's cloudy, 62 degrees, a half minute after 11 o'clock. Voters in the Farmington School District have approved a $6 million bond issue for a new elementary school. The vote was 755 in favor, 611 against. The school will serve grades K through 6. Construction is expected to begin this fall. Governor Rudy Perpich is asking for a moratorium on farm foreclosures until the Minnesota Appeals Court has a chance to clear up some confusion over the new farmer lender mediation law. That story from Eric Escala at the Capitol.
The 1986 legislature passed a bill creating mandatory mediation between farmers and lenders before a foreclosure could take place. But a court challenge is underway out of Blooming Prairie to determine if the law covers foreclosure efforts prior to March 22nd. That issue now is before the appeals court. A ruling is not expected until late May or June. Governor Perpich says the law was meant to cover all farmers and not just the cases arising after the bill was signed. And he wants lenders to stop foreclosure efforts begun prior to March 22nd until the appeals court rules. And if not, the governor says he's ready to step in himself to create a moratorium.
If my statement does not work, I am prepared to issue an executive order to sheriffs and other law enforcement personnel, ordering them not to carry out foreclosures until the appeal court rules.
Agriculture Commissioner Jim Nichols claims Farm Credit Services, the state's largest farm lender, is using the loophole to push hundreds of foreclosures through the process. But the communications director for Farm Credit Services in St. Paul, Betty Borman, says the foreclosures couldn't happen that fast.
I don't believe that that's the intent or the case of any of our associations. Foreclosures are very long processes, and they're very hard ones to speed up and move quickly.
The Perpich administration wants to enter the Blooming Prairie case as a friend of the court to argue that the mediation law should be retroactive to foreclosures begun before March 22nd. Eric Escala, WCCO Radio News at the Capitol.
The Tap Dance Kid, Tony Award-winning, high-energy exuberance at its best, coming to the Minneapolis Orpheum May 7th through May 11th. The Tap Dance Kid leaped onto Broadway in 1983, captured two Tonys, and redefined the words sheer entertainment. Don't forget the Tap Dance Kid Dance Contest, Wednesday, April 30th at Bennigan's on Highway 12 at 9 p.m. Oh, yeah!
The Tap Dance Kid, the Tony winner for the best dancing on Broadway. Exhilarating. Electrifying. Now it's coming for a limited engagement. The unforgettable sets and costumes of the Broadway sensation, the Tap Dance Kid. The smash musical with those fabulous feet.
Who's that you hear? The Tap Dance Kid. The Tap Dance Kid at the Minneapolis Orpheum, May 7th through the 11th. Tickets at Dayton's or to charge by phone, call 339-1800. Call 339-1800 today.
9 months and 100 interviews later, the Minneapolis League of Women Voters has released the results of a study on teenage pregnancies in Minneapolis. Carrie Sandham has that report.
The study shows a nearly 7% increase in teen pregnancies in Minneapolis from 1980 to 84. Nearly 10% of secondary school-aged females in Minneapolis become pregnant each year, and this group gives birth to more than 200 babies each year. Last school year, there were 276 mothers in Minneapolis public schools. There are no figures on the number dropping out because of pregnancy. Most Minneapolis teen births come from minorities, but actual pregnancies are nearly equal amongst whites and blacks. Study co-chair Pam Barrett says while teen sexual activity is way up, Minneapolis services do not appear adequate to handle problems in self-esteem and future orientation for the girls.
Many of them are looking for something to love them. Many of them are seeing it as their role in life to have a baby in adolescence and to raise that child. I think we're also seeing, especially for the minority community, a lack of eligible males to marry for these girls. And they simply see their future as raising children as a single parent.
But Barrett says most teen pregnancies are accidents. She doesn't find that surprising since the average Minneapolis student gets only 3 weeks of sex education in 12 years. The league says the solution, in great part, is political, and it plans to announce its position at the end of May. Kiri Sandham, WCCO Radio News.
80,000 Minnesotans are being asked to send pennies to their congressman, part of a national campaign against the Graham Rudman Hollings budget cuts. The group Americans for a Common Sense Budget says Minnesota would lose $376 million in federal funds next year if the reductions are made. Church, community, and citizens groups today voiced opposition to Graham Rudman. Bob Boyer of the Metropolitan Senior Federation says programs for the elderly would be singled out.
The older people who have fixed incomes lack the flexibility to adjust to these cuts. They just can't do it. They cannot absorb the increased cost without depriving themselves of other essential things like food and clothing, shelter. So common sense, a common sense budget dictates revised budget approach.
Americans for a Common Sense Budget urges Congress to protect domestic spending, cut the defense budget, and tax the wealthy and corporations to help balance the budget. Somewhat lower prices may be in store for Wisconsin consumers with the signing of a bill today known as the Unfair Sales Act. A report from Jeff Roberts in Madison.
The bill retains the minimum markup of 6% retail and 3% wholesale only for tobacco, motor vehicle fuel, and alcohol. All other products would have to be sold at least cost. The author, Representative Richard Shoemaker of Menominee.
In all of the other areas where there always seems to have been enough competition in hardware and in groceries, etc., what we said there is the definition of predatory pricing is cost. If you sell below your cost, you are, in fact, trying to put your competition out of business, and that is not right. The people who support the markup law are madder than wet hens. The academia people will argue that we shouldn't have, instead of lowering it to zero, we should have raised it to 10%. They argue that you're not meeting your cost unless you at least have a 10% markup. So, again, those are the divergent views, but I think this is a workable law.
The Unfair Sales Act has been criticized by free traders and those who say there's been little or uneven enforcement. The new law will provide more personnel and easy enforcement through civil forfeiture, except for those items still at 6%. This is Jeff Roberts in Madison.
Ladies, you know about the famous Papagallo shoes. You might be wearing a pair right now. If you are, you're in the world's most comfortable shoe. And Papagallo always uses the highest quality materials. If you're not, there's something you can do about it. This Friday and Saturday, Papagallo is having its 12th annual sale. You can save 40 to 50% or even more. This sale is at the Hopkins House, located right off Highway 7. It's at the Hopkins House because they need more space to display over 2,000 pairs of shoes in all sizes and colors, as well as the famous Papagallo accessories, including leather and canvas purses, sweaters, skirts, blouses, shorts, and much, much more, from casual to dressy. You'll find your look with Papagallo shoes and accessories on sale at the Hopkins House with savings of 40 and 50%. Don't miss your chance. Open Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to noon. The 12th annual Papagallo shoe sale at the Hopkins House on Highway 7. If you don't own a Papagallo, do something about it.
The national news scene tonight, a U.S. official says Soviet claims of only two deaths in that Ukrainian nuclear accident are frankly preposterous. Arms Control Administrator Kenneth Edelman has told Congress he does not believe the Soviet death toll because of what he calls the magnitude of the accident. U.S. intelligence sources say there was a meltdown at the nuclear reactor and that another reactor at the same site is threatened. A Soviet official who arrived in Washington today from Moscow insists less than 100 people have been injured in the accident. He calls the disaster a local accident and says reports about it have been a little exaggerated. He says the accident is not a catastrophe. In Poland, however, authorities are taking preventive measures. The government has banned the sale of milk from cows that feed on fresh grass. And authorities say children in northeastern Poland, about 300 miles from the accident site, will be treated for possible contamination. 3 months and a day after the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded, the search for debris of the solid rocket boosters has ended. NASA says the search has ended with the recovery from the Atlantic of what it calls a significant component. It says searchers have found a long-sought section of Challenger's right booster rocket and that it contains the lower half of the joint that caused the explosion. Remains of the seven astronauts who died aboard the Challenger are closer to their final resting places. Under cloudy gray skies at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, the remains of the seven were unloaded from a transport plane and taken to the base mortuary. They will now be prepared for burial. No more money, no more loans. That's the word from the Federal Housing Administration. The FHA had to stop backing new mortgages today when it reached its $57 billion credit ceiling. Unless Congress raises that ceiling, homebuyers will have to shop for loans from other sources. A Louisiana State University marine specialist says there's been a dismal season for catching crawfish, but he says people aren't buying any because of the poor economy. And a Los Angeles entrepreneur who provides celebrity lookalikes is looking for somebody with a Statue of Liberty spirit. Ron Smith says she, or even he, doesn't have to be a dead ringer, but should embody American patriotism. On the weather scene, we have some isolated thunderstorms, locally heavy to very heavy rain over central and south-central Minnesota, within a broad area of light rain that covers the southern half of Minnesota and parts of western Wisconsin. In Minnesota, the heavy to very heavy rain showers were located southwest of the Twin Cities to near New Ulm, Le Sueur, and Glencoe. Light rain detected east of a line from St. Cloud to Wilmer to Marshall and north of I-90 from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to La Crosse, Wisconsin. Here in the Twin Cities, cloudy tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, a low near 53. And cloudy tomorrow morning, a chance of more showers and thunderstorms, partial clearing tomorrow afternoon, turning rather windy also, with a high near 67. Then clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night and Thursday, the low tomorrow night near 43, and Thursday's high near 66. The high today was 70 degrees. Presently, it's cloudy in Duluth, 59. Rochester has a shower in 58. International Falls, mostly cloudy with 50. In Minneapolis, St. Paul, we do have some light shower activity now. Pressure 29.84, the pressure rising. Humidity is 62%. We have a north wind at 12, and it's now 60 degrees. Time is 12 minutes after 11. In just a moment, we'll have a look at sports with Tim Moreland.
This is Franklin Hobbs. For more than a little bit of time, I have been telling you about Comfort Rest adjustable beds, how they allow you to sleep better, relieve those swollen legs and feet, eliminate morning backaches, and help lessen the stress of asthma and hiatal hernia. Now, I want you to try a Comfort Rest adjustable bed, and when you do, We have a very pleasant surprise for you. Now at Comfort Rest, you can save 33 1/3% on the purchase price. I hope you'll visit Comfort Rest at 5005 University, just 4 blocks south of 694. Once more, 5005 University, just 4 blocks south of 694. Columbia Heights. You can rest assured, Comfort Rest has my personal endorsement, my personal recommendation. I hope you will visit them soon. And tell them that Hobbs sent you.
All right, sports is next on the nighttime news. I guess that Twins game did end, didn't it, Tim Marlin? We're out of that now.
Finally it did, 25 runs, and many hours later it ended. Unfortunately, the Twins had the fewer of the 25 runs. Final tonight in New York at Yankee Stadium in a game which was delayed 38 minutes at the start because of rain. Once it got underway, it was a long game, but it was played without rain interruptions. The Yankees 14 and the Twins 11. Twins have won 8, dropped 12 now. They'll play New York tomorrow night, 6:15, here on CCO. Joe Niekro will pitch for the Yankees tomorrow night. Bert Blylevin for the Twins. 14-11, New York tonight. Other finals in the American League, California shaded Toronto 4-3. Angels scored a run in the ninth to win it. Detroit nipped Kansas City, and Dennis Leonard 2-1. Leonard pitched a two-hitter, but the Tigers won it 2-1. Roger Clemens, a big, strong right-hander, struck out 20 tonight. That's a new record as Boston downed Seattle 3-1. Baltimore over the White Sox handily 8-1. Oakland leading Milwaukee 3-1. That game is held up by rain in the seventh inning, and just in, Cleveland shaded Texas 6-5. In the National League, the Mets won again today, their 10th in a row. They beat Atlanta 10-5. Montreal stopped Cincinnati 7-4. It was Philadelphia 12 and Houston 4. The Cubs are leading San Diego 4-0 out on the coast after 7 innings. After 4, San Francisco up on St. Louis 1-0. And after 3 on the coast, L.A. 1 and Pittsburgh 0. In the NBA playoffs tonight, all three games are final. These are best-of-seven series. Boston has taken a 2-0 lead by virtue of its 119-108 win over Atlanta tonight. Larry Bird led the way with 36. Philadelphia down Milwaukee, 118-112. Philly leads the series 1-0. And just in, Houston outscored Denver, 119-101. In that other series game. In the NHL playoffs, best of seven, Montreal got by Hartford 2-1, and the Canadiens win that series 4-3. Now let's take a look at the NFL draft, which is still going on. It began just after 7 o'clock our time this morning. They are presently picking in the 11th round. There are 12 rounds to this draft. Here's what the Vikings did today. Vikings acquired Gary Zimmerman, an outstanding offensive tackle who played collegiately at Oregon and for the last 2 years for the LA Express in the U.S. Football League. They picked him up in a trade. They sent 2 draft choices to the Giants to get Zimmerman. They still have to sign him. He's a free agent out of the USFL. But he says he thinks he likes the idea of coming to Minnesota. Didn't like the idea of playing in New York. He wanted to be somewhere where he could be outdoors, as he's an outdoorsman at heart. The first round, the Vikings picking 14th, took Gerald Robinson, a defensive end, 6'3", 250, out of Auburn. On the fourth round, as Minnesota traded away, rounds 2 and 3, Joe Phillips was the fourth round choice, a defensive tackle from Southern Methodist. Round 5, Hassan Jones, a 200-pound wide receiver from Florida State. In the sixth round, Thomas Rooks, a 6'1", 215-pound running back from Illinois. Seventh round for the Vikings, Carl Hilton, a tight end from Houston, and a good one. Eighth round, Gary Shipang, an offensive tackle from Westchester State. That's Division II. That's the school which produced Joe Sensor. Ninth round, Mike Slayton, a defensive back from South Dakota. Tenth round, Joe Kormeyer, a tight end from Southern Cal. The Green Bay Packers did not have a first-round choice. Their second-round selection, though, was Kenneth Davis, the running back from TCU. You'll recall he was suspended after 1 game this season because he was taking payments from an alum. He was one of many suspended down at TCU, but he's healthy. He'll be in Green Bay. Third-round choice by the Packers, Robbie Bosco, the quarterback from BYU. Fourth round, Tim Harris, a linebacker out of Memphis State. In the fifth round, the Packers tabbed Matt Court, a defensive lineman from Southern Cal. Sixth round for Green Bay, Burnell Dent, a linebacker from Tulane. Seventh round, Ed Berry, a defensive back from Utah State. The Packers in the eighth round took Mike Klein, a defensive tackle from Arkansas State. Ninth round, Brent Moore, a defensive tackle from Southern Cal. And in the 10th round, the Packers took Gary Spann, a linebacker from TCU. As I mentioned, they're in the 11th round right now. Neither Minnesota nor Green Bay has selected in the 11th round. Local players picked today, University of Minnesota tight end Kevin Stark, 9th round by Atlanta. Mankato State defensive end Jeff Reinke, 10th round by the L.A. Raiders. And UW lacrosse offensive lineman Tom Newberry, the second round pick of the L.A. Rams. Some scouts say he may be the fastest offensive lineman in the entire draft. No other Gophers besides Kevin Stark have been picked. Neil Gugamus has not been picked through the first 10 rounds. The outstanding defensive back, some project him as a wide receiver in the pros. He played collegiately at St. Thomas. Valdez Baylor, they think, has a chance to panic the lineman from Minnesota, possibly a chance to play, none of whom have been picked yet. Only Kevin Stark from the U, Jeff Reinke from Mankato State, and UW lacrosse Tom Newberry in our area taken. Of course, early this morning, as I mentioned, just after 7 it started, the first choice was Bo Jackson, the running back out of Auburn. That was no surprise. Tampa Bay took him first. Then Atlanta chose defensive lineman Tony Casillas out of Oklahoma, and the quarterback, first one to go, Jim Everett out of Purdue, third choice to Houston. John Hamm, the defensive end the Vikings like so much, was taken on the fourth choice first round by St. Louis. So that pretty well brings us up to date on the NFL draft. Chuck Long out of Iowa went to Detroit. He was the 12th pick overall in the first round. Three Iowa players were chosen on the first round. Long, Ronnie Harmon, the running back, was taken by Buffalo as the 16th choice. And the 22nd choice, the New York Jets took Mike Haight, an offensive lineman from the Hawkeyes. If you're wondering about running back Keith Byers, the young man who has the injured foot out of Ohio State, did go on the first round, 10th overall pick. Philadelphia took a chance on him. Doctors say he can't play for at least, Joe, the first half of 1986. But he was drafted by Buddy Ryan and the Eagles as the 10th pick first round.
But Ken Davis, now, he'll be able to take payments legally from the Packers, won't he?
Yeah, but the only problem being, Joe, he'll probably have to take a cut.
That could well be. Like Hugh McElhaney said.
I love playing for the Packers, but I don't make as much as I did at TCU.
You might want to have them pay them under the table just to keep, you know, in the same mold or feeling or whatever.
They probably will say this, that Bob Harlan will negotiate that contract. They'll say, listen, Ken, I'll tell you what, we'll pay you the same thing TCU paid you, plus we'll pay you some expense money, some laundry money.
That little? Okay, Tim, thank you. Well done. It's 20 after 11 o'clock.
Gary Maddox Hopkins Dodge announces a new holiday. It's not New Year's or Flag Day or even Thanksgiving. It's Wild Wednesday.
For 13 straight hours starting at 8 a.m. Wednesday, April 30th, Gary Maddox Hopkins Dodge will take their volume advantage discounts to the limit.
Wild!
150 used cars and turn them into cash sale prices, including a special purchase of low-mileage 1986 General Motors cars like Pontiac Grand Ams and Oldsmobile Cutlasses.
Wednesday!
You'll find a huge selection under $1,000 with 81s from 1990, 82s from just $25.90, and 1984s as low as $39.90.
Wild!
No matter what you're looking for, General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, or an import car or truck, you'll find it sale-priced Wednesday at Gary Maddox Hopkins Dodge.
Hopkins Dodge always has low-volume advantage prices, but on Wild Wednesday, they'll be even lower.
It's not a national holiday yet, but we're working on it. One day only, Wild Wednesday, April 30th at Hopkins Dodge, Highway 7, 1 mile east of 494.
In the nighttime news on WCCO, closing Dow Jones averages, industrials were down 17.86, closing at 1825.89. Transportation's down 7.85, utilities down 2.93. The volume today, 148,770,000 shares. In the Twin Cities, cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms, a low near 53, cloudy tomorrow morning, a chance of more showers and thunderstorms, partial clearing in the afternoon, and turning rather windy again with a high near 67. Right now, we have some light showers in the Twin Cities, 60 degrees. News, sports, and weather all day and all night from the station that serves the nation, coast to coast through the night, Clear Channel Radio, WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis, at 830.
We'll be right back.
Hop here at CCO. We're back on the air. Finally, that game really lasted long. I couldn't believe it. A little rain delay in New York. I'd just as soon forget about the ball game altogether. It turned out to be a nightmare for the Twins. They lose it 14-11, the final score, in a real slugfest. And, well, we'll talk about that later. 60 degrees in our Twin Cities. We have showers in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Joe Jonkus is our engineer tonight. Brand new CCO engineer. We want to welcome him aboard our CCO real radio building. So he's at the controls and master control. And let's see, we hit 70 for the high today. Turned out to be a beautiful day. Showers returning now, though, on our temperature currently 60 degrees, 24 minutes past 11. This is new by Sheena Easton. That's by Sheena Easton. It's called The Magic of Love. And we begin our show here at CCO. David Hopp with you. Showers in 60, St. Paul, Minneapolis. Rochester with a shower, 58. We'll get a weather update in just a couple minutes from Sherry Ackerman in the Weather Center. Some old sayings still ring true. Mother always knows best. A penny saved is a penny earned. They always come back if the food is good. Well, your host, Dave Gravedahl, at the Hopkins House, runs his restaurant on that golden rule. At the Hopkins House, the food is always good. Each special Hopkins House dinner is accompanied by homemade fresh buttery popovers, fresh garden green salad, your choice of some mouth-watering potato entrees, and they also want you to come back to the entertainment because the entertainment is delightful at the Hopkins House. After dinner, you can relax in the Black Pearl Lounge. John Burry and Charlie Gator, the jazz duo, will be there, or sing along in the Hopkins House Piano Bar. If you're looking for more fun, the Hopkins House will be running a bus every Saturday and Sunday out to Canterbury Downs, offering you free cocktail upon return. And on weekdays, there's a special 2 free hot hors d'oeuvres. So join in the fun. Keep coming back for the food. Take advantage of the Hopkins House. Reasonable prices, too. The Hopkins House on Highway 7. Call 935-7711 for reservations. Showers and 60. It's 1129.
We're gonna win, Twins. We're gonna score. We're gonna win, Twins. What's that baseball score? Knock out a home run, shout a hip hooray. Cheer for the Minnesota Twins today.
They've captured the hearts of baseball fans everywhere with their TV commercials. Now Miller Lite gives you a special anniversary poster. The Hall of the Famous, our Miller Lite Anniversary Poster Night, Tuesday, May 6th against the Orioles. Hi, Mike Smithson here, and this is a time to start collecting the first in a series of high-quality, frameable posters featuring the Twins' greatest players of all time. It's Family Day, too, with all tickets $1 off. So call 375-7444 or stop into the Dome Ticket Office or Dayton's for tickets to Miller Lite Anniversary Poster Night, Tuesday, May 6th, against the Orioles. And give us the home field advantage.
Cheer for the Minnesota Twins today!
It's 11:30, WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis, at 830. Let's go to the Weather Center, find out about this wet stuff that has returned, Sherry Ackerman.
And right on schedule.
Right on schedule, as forecast.
That's always a surprise to all of us.
Yeah. Looks like we're getting some pretty good rainfall downtown as I gaze out through the real radio window. And it looks like some pretty moderate, we just call it moderate showers on the radar?
Well, it's moderate to heavy.
Moderate to heavy.
I don't know what's falling exactly downtown, because with our ground clutter pattern on the radar, it's tough to see.
Looks moderate to heavy downtown,
too. It looks like it on radar as far as I can tell. So it's rapidly becoming a soggy night. Our radar is indicating a large area of rain moving across the Twin Cities and surrounding area. There are some isolated thunderstorms as well, and it looks like the heaviest weather right now is just west and southwest of the Twin Cities, roughly from the downtown area straight west to Hutchinson and then southward toward Mankato, eastward up toward, roughly toward Faribault, and then north. All of it's moving toward the northeast, so a good share of the Twin Cities will get some of this moderate to heavy rain during the nighttime hours, or actually probably within the next 2 hours. Heavy thunderstorms also in the state of Iowa, especially in the southern and eastern, central and eastern portions. Those are also moving toward the northeast, and there is a severe thunderstorm watch for portions of southern and central Iowa until 5 o'clock Wednesday morning. The low pressure system has multiple centers, and that creates something of a complex pattern. Even so, the basic forecast still stands, and that's calling for rain during the night and then clearing sometime tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon. That should be the case for much of CCO land, showers, thunderstorms through the night and well into the morning with afternoon sun. As far as temperatures, they look good, not falling too much overnight due to the cloud cover. And then tomorrow's highs will be roughly in the 50s northern parts, 60s central, and 70s to the south. Slightly cooler weather forecast on Thursday, but sunny to partly sunny skies are forecast for all five states. In the Twin Cities, cloudy overnight, showers and thunderstorms, and lows near 53. Cloudy tomorrow morning, a chance of more showers and thunderstorms, but partial clearing in the afternoon. Winds will be increasing tomorrow with highs near 67. And then clear to partly cloudy for Wednesday night into Thursday. Not too much excitement in the weather for then. Lows for tomorrow night, 43, and Thursday's highs up to 66. Winds will be north to northwest at 10 to 25 right on through tomorrow, gusting in the afternoon. Right now in Wausau, Wisconsin, cloudy sprinkles and 61 degrees. Rochester has showers and 58. And over in Garfield, Minnesota, it's mostly cloudy and 51. Twin Cities showers and a few thunderstorms moving in as well. North winds at 12. The barometer is 2984 and rising. Humidity 62%, and we have 60 degrees.
Hello.
Hi, Mom. I just received your message. What's the exciting news?
Joe, remember the Kensington condominiums in St. Anthony Village we visited last week?
Uh-huh.
I signed the purchase agreement today for the two-bedroom home we like so much.
Congratulations. What convinced you, the library or the whirlpool?
Oh, those are nice, but you know how much I value my independence. The security and safety of Kensington will let me come and go as I please without worry. And the location is so convenient.
Sure is. Now you can stay near your friends and your favorite shops. And, of course, your dear son. I'll rest easier knowing about Kensington's solid fireproof construction and 24-hour on-site security staff. When do you move?
Well, I'm planning for spring, Joe, so be sure you stay in shape.
Right.
Kensington of St. Anthony Village. For adults age 55 and over. Call 788-3696.
25 minutes before 12 here at CCO. Showers in 60, as Sherry mentioned. The Twins lose 14 to 11. A 9-run explosion in the 7th inning gave the Yankees a come-from-behind win over the Twins. The Yankees trail 6-5 entering the 7th, but they bunched 4 singles, 3 bases-loaded walks, an error, and a homer by Ricky Henderson for their rally against 4 Minnesota relievers. And the two teams will meet again tomorrow night in New York, same starting time, 6:15 here at CCO. What else? In the American League, other scores. California beat Toronto 4-3, Detroit over Kansas City 2-1, Boston 3-1 over Seattle. Baltimore defeated the Chicago White Sox 8-1. Oakland and Milwaukee are being delayed by rain in the bottom of the 7th, with the A's leading 3-1. In the top of the 9th, Texas and Cleveland are tied up at 5-all. In the senior circuit, the Mets topped Atlanta 10-5, Montreal over Cincinnati 7-4. Cubs in the top of the 7th are leading San Diego 4-0. And top of the 4th, Dodgers lead Pittsburgh 1-0. Also, top of the 4th, the Giants are leading the Cardinals 1-0. National Hockey League playoffs, Montreal defeating Hartford in overtime 2-1 to win the series. Montreal wins the series 4-3. 2-1 the final in overtime. NBA scores, Boston over Atlanta 119-108. Other playoff games, Philadelphia beat Milwaukee 118-112, and Houston over Denver 119-101.
Hi, Rod Erickson here for Eddie Webster's on the Strip in Bloomington, the People's Choice Restaurant for over 20 years. And Thursdays in the cabaret is ladies' night. That's when all ladies get free champagne. And that's when you can register for Color My World. The prize an RCA big screen TV from North End Machine, Rice Street, St. Paul. That's a $4,000 item. So ladies' night, or any night, or any day, it's Eddie Webster's.
Norval Twilley has just arrived.
Yes, I finally made it, Dave. Through the rain, it's coming down pretty hard. I had a hard time seeing through the windshield wipers on the pickup on the way over here.
Yeah, it looks like it's coming down pretty hard right now. Showing up pretty heavy on the radar. Showers in 60. So, you are here. You have your brand new overalls on tonight.
How do you like these? I just got these over at Gullickson's Farm and Home Store over in Pleasant Grove. I just bought these just for the show.
Those are really snappy looking. Have the little pinstripes on them. I like those. The little bib in the front. You got all your pens and pencils in there and your wallet.
Well, I always keep my money as close to my heart as possible, you know, Dave.
Yes, okay. So, what's been happening out in your neighborhood lately, Norval?
Well, Dave, my neighbor, Melvin Krebslinger, is a little upset with his new hired man.
Really, what happened?
Well, he said he broke two spade handles last week.
Is that right? He must be working too hard.
No, I think he's been leaning on him too hard.
Gary Maddox Hopkins Dodge announces a new holiday. It's not New Year's or Flag Day or even Thanksgiving. It's Wild Wednesday.
For 13 straight hours, starting at 8 a.m. Wednesday, April 30th, Gary Maddox Hopkins Dodge will take their volume advantage discounts to the limit.
Wild!
150 Omnis at one-day prices with free transmission packages valued at up to $500 and 6.8 annual percentage rate financing for up to 60 months.
Wednesday!
60 low-mileage 1986 caravans at savings of up to $2,000.
Wild!
6.8% financing or rebates to $1,000 on 50 full-size vans, Ram Chargers, Sport Wagons, and even conversion.
Wednesday!
And last day, double rebates of up to $2,000 on Daytonas, Lancers, and Aries Ks.
Hopkins Dodge always has low-volume advantage prices, but on Wild Wednesday, they'll be even lower.
It's not a national holiday yet, but we're working on it. One day only. Wild Wednesday, April 30th at Hopkins Dodge. Highway 7, 1 mile east of 494.
29th of April today, you know what happened on this day in history? It was in 1913, Gideon Sandback of Hoboken, New Jersey, received a patent for his invention of the zipper. The zipper. Today's zippers are very dependable, not like the old kind. In fact, when you're in a hurry to get dressed, you can always depend on your zipper nowadays.
Yeah, to get stuck. That's what you can depend on.
I think you're right. Say attention, Minnesota taxpayers. Are you sick and tired of paying Minnesota income tax on top of federal income tax? Well, now, for the first time, you can invest in an actively managed, insured mutual fund and not pay a dime of state or federal taxes on your monthly dividends. The Franklin, Minnesota, the insured tax-free income fund, offers you double tax-free income from a portfolio of insured municipal bonds issued in Minnesota. Although the fund's shares are subject to market fluctuations, each municipal bond in the portfolio is insured, guaranteeing timely payments of principal and interest. The Franklin, Minnesota Insured Tax-Free Income Fund is a great way to boost your after-tax investment income. Call WCCO right now, 370-0611, for a free prospectus containing more complete information, including charges and expenses, which you should read before you invest or send money. The number to call here at CCO, 370-0611. Do it now. 43 degrees in Grand Marais, 52 in Brainerd. They have drizzle there. Cloudy in Hibbing, 51. Showers in the Twin Cities, we have 60. You know that teenagers, children, cost Uncle Sam over $16 billion last year? Providing for children born to teenagers cost the U.S. $16.6 billion last year. That's according to a study by the Center for Population Options. The 385,000 first babies born to adolescents in 1985 are expected to receive $6 billion in welfare benefits over the next 20 years. That's kind of frightening, isn't it? You know that each day, 1,300 step families form in the U.S.? One child in five lives with step parents nowadays. America has roughly 35 million step parents. And one out of every five, as we mentioned, under 18, live in a step family. That's according to Step Family Association of America. Step families are so prevalent because 5 of every 6 divorced men and 3 of 4 divorced women remarry, according to the National Center for Family Studies.
Spring is here!
You mean spring is here? See, I know it's spring because I feel like singing.
Well, I know it's spring because I got my Night at the Pops brochure in the mail.
Oh, you mean Orchestra Hall's Night at the Pops?
You bet. And this summer's Pops are filled with great music, great entertainment, May 21st to June 28th.
Well, what's new this summer?
Oh, some great new programs. A Big River Jubilee featuring Jubilee Sykes singing Old Man River.
Old Man River.
Songs of New York featuring a Broadway cast singing tunes like New York, New York.
That's been the news.
And Duke Ellington's Take the A Train. We're even wishing Mitch Miller a happy 75th birthday at the Pops with a big sing-along.
Oh, I hope there'll be a big band, Pops.
Oh, of course. That Glenn Miller sound with Norman Layden, plus the lovely music of Lerner and Lowe.
Oh, Lord, won't
the season opens somewhere. May 21st with a Fiedler-style salute to the Bugler's holiday man, Leroy Anderson.
Let's see, 6 weeks of musical memories and cabaret-style seating. One other question.
What's that?
How do I get tickets?
Call Orchestra Hall, 371-5656.
You know, I know the words to every song.
I noticed that. 371-5656.
Okay. People are more patriotic than they have been in a long time. And the Valley Forge Flag Company in Brooklyn, New York, is taking advantage of a new wave of patriotism triggered by recent world events. Company president Michael Lieberman says that he has not seen anything like it. The Stars and Stripes are ringing up record sales on cash registers nationwide. Lieberman calls the flag an emotional product. He says, quoting now, when patriotic emotion runs high, people want to show their feelings. They literally become flag wavers. Lieberman says flag purchases are way ahead of last year, especially with the Memorial Day holiday and Statue of Liberty celebrations coming up. And he says a strong economy and popular support for President Reagan's vow to defy terrorism also have fueled flag sales. The hottest selling flag is a 3x5 foot version of the traditional red, white, and blue on an aluminum pole topped by a flying eagle ornament.
This is Franklin Hobbs. Are you one of those who suffer muscle spasms, pains, and so on? I'll tell you what you do. Listen very carefully. I want to talk about something brand new in this area called Mineralize, a remarkable product for pain relief, an exclusive icing formula, a deep penetrating gel that thousands of chiropractors, doctors, pain clinics, physical therapists now use and recommend coast to coast. Now, I'll tell you how it works. It's very simple. You apply Mineralize locally. It helps block pain, stops it cold, like the minor aches and pains of muscles and joints associated with arthritis, simple backaches, strains, bruises, sprains, and related sports injuries, too. Come on, pick it up at your favorite pharmacy, put it on, and I'll guarantee you this, you're going to learn what real relief is all about.
Mineralize, the pain fighter, is a product of the Biopractic Group, and is at all Erickson Value, Snyder, and Eagle Drugs, Merit Plus, K-All Foods, Nutrition World, and Walgreens.
Herb Alpert with us now at CCO. Showers in 60, quarter to midnight.
I spend the night in a chair thinking she'll be there, but she never comes. And then I wake up, wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to face another day without her.
That's Herb Alpert, and that's called Without Her. 60 degrees, Twin Cities, 12 minutes before midnight.
Gary Maddox Hopkins Dodge announces a new holiday. It's not New Year's or Flag Day or even Thanksgiving. It's Wild Wednesday.
For 13 straight hours starting at 8 a.m. Wednesday, April 30th, Gary Maddox Hopkins Dodge will take their volume advantage discounts to the limit.
Wild!
150 used cars and turn them into cash sale prices, including a special purchase of low-mileage 1986 General Motors cars like Pontiac Grand Ams and Oldsmobile Cutlasses.
Wednesday!
You'll find a huge selection under $1,000 with 81s from 1990, 82s from just $25.90, and 1984s as low as $39.90.
Wild!
No matter what you're looking for, General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, or an import car or truck, you'll find it sale-priced Wednesday at Gary Maddox Hopkins Dodge.
Hopkins Dodge always has low-volume advantage prices, but on Wild Wednesday, they'll be even lower.
It's not a national holiday yet, but we're working on it. One day only. Wild Wednesday, April 30th at Hopkins Dodge. Highway 7, 1 mile east of 494.
It is 11 minutes before midnight here at CCO, 60 in our Twin Cities. Hibbing, cloudy and 51 degrees. What else has been going on here? You know that last week Americans purchased 8.5 million pairs of jeans? That's enough to cover 2,000 miles of clothesline. Last week, America's 29 million teenagers spent $1.25 billion, or about $43 apiece, enough to cover a path 10 feet wide and 2,500 miles long with dollar bills. That's how much our teenagers spent last week. I think my teenage daughter was right up there at the top. Last week, 325 new restaurants opened in this country. Half of them will go out of business during their first year.
This is Hobbs. I'd like you to answer this question. What do you think is one of the most important rooms in your home? If you said the kitchen, you're absolutely right. Real estate professionals will tell you that the kitchen has a significant influence on the resale value of a property. Let me introduce you to Kitchens by Phoenix, recognized throughout this area for their ability to create the most imaginative, work-saving new kitchens and kitchen refacing. When you work with Kitchens by Phoenix, I can assure you superb quality, innovative yet practical design at very affordable price. If you're about to sell your home or about to move into a new location, maximize your home value by revitalizing the kitchen first. It certainly pays big dividends. Call Kitchens by Phoenix for a free estimate, 822-6002. And, of course, financing is available to you. Quality at an affordable price. Kitchens by Phoenix.
So a day-long seminar entitled Rusins, Who Are They? Will be held on Saturday, May 3rd at the University of Minnesota in room 2690 of the Malcolm Moose Tower on the main campus, and this event will discuss perspectives on Rusyn ethnicity. Restrictions or registration begins at 8 a.m. on May 3rd. The cost is $3. For more information, call 560-9558, 560-9558 during regular business hours, funded by the Minnesota Humanities Commission. Minnesota Humanities Commission. Okay. You know that boneless hams purchased in a wrapper provide about 5 servings per pound, while canned hams yield only 4 servings per pound. That's because the net weight of canned hams includes the juices, the concealed juices that they're packed in. That's according to the Louisiana State University Agricultural Center.
Well, that's a good thing to know if you're at the supermarket looking for hams.
I suppose you had your own hams running on the farm.
Well, we used to have pigs on the farm, but we got rid of them a long time ago.
So you got to go to the supermarket and buy them, too.
That's right, we do.
7.5 minutes before 12.
The Tap Dance Kid, Tony Award-winning high-energy exuberance at its best, coming to the Minneapolis Orpheum May 7th through May 11th. The Tap Dance Kid leaped onto Broadway in 1983, captured 2 Tonys, and redefined the words sheer entertainment. Don't forget the Tap Dance Kid Dance Contest, Wednesday, April 30th at Bennigan's on Highway 12 at 9 p.m. Oh, yeah!
The Tap Dance Kid, the Tony winner for the best dancing on Broadway.
Exhilarating.
Electrifying.
Now it's coming for a limited engagement.
The unforgettable sets and costumes of the Broadway sensation.
The Tap Dance Kid,
the smash musical with those fabulous feet.
Who's that you hear? The Tap Dance Kid. The Tap Dance Kid at the Minneapolis Orpheum, May 7th through the 11th. Tickets at Dayton, so to charge by phone, call 339-1800. Call 339-1800 today.
Hi, Roger Erickson here for Eddie Webster's on the Strip in Bloomington, the People's Choice Restaurant for over 20 years. And Thursdays in the cabaret is ladies' night. That's when all ladies get free champagne. And that's when you can register for Color My World. The prize, an RCA big screen TV from North End Machine, Rice Street, St. Paul. That's a $4,000 item. So ladies' night or any night or any day. It's Eddie Webster's.
This is a new Chuck Mangione tune called Save Tonight for Me. We'll get the news next.
WCCO Radio News. Good evening. This is Joe McFarland. Negotiators for the Elk River Education Association and the Elk River School Board are still negotiating tonight.